Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle market outlook in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
There's some headwinds right now for our cattle market, especially higher feed grain prices that look like are going to be with us for much of the rest of this year. Earlier this year, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel said the second half of 2021 looked like we could have some profitability in the business. Is that still the case, Daryl, or are you starting to see a little unraveling of some of that optimism?
Well, I think it tempers it a little bit. I haven't given up on it yet, but, you know, you look at the feed market. I think that's been stronger than pretty much anybody would have expected. So that's putting some additional pressure. Again, depending on how quickly we work through these numbers and kind of turn that corner, if you will, I still think we'll get there, but it may take a little longer than I thought. So I'm still cautiously optimistic for especially the calf market at the end of the year. But, there's some things between now and then that we have to keep an eye on, and it could change that picture a little bit as we go forward.
I know one thing you've been watching pretty closely, drought conditions. Drought monitors suggest really Oklahoma's in not bad shape right now, but everybody west of us, oh my goodness.
Well, that's right. We've got huge drought issues nationally and really in the western half of the country. That's a big threat. Oklahoma, and you're right, Oklahoma, southern Kansas is in pretty good shape right now. But it has been slipping a little bit, marginal conditions, and this is a really critical time. The next 6 weeks to 2 months really is going to set the stage for much of the rest of the year. We could get bad. We're clearly going to grow some forage, but it could get kind of preempted here as we go forward. There's some parts of the country that just aren't going to grow any forage unless moisture arrives literally in the next 3 to 6 weeks. And when you look at the drought expansion in places like North Dakota and Texas, where there's lots of cattle numbers, we could start seeing some broader market impacts if there's more liquidation that happens there. It's been dry for many months in the Southwest, and, you know, under the best of conditions, there's just not a high density of cattle in New Mexico and Arizona and Utah. So the potential for them to impact the broader market is somewhat muted. But what's happening in the northern plains and south of us down into Texas could be a threat to us.
I guess for our producers, the key is obviously if we can stay out of the worst of the drought for the time being, that allows us at least to produce some hay.
That's right. We're going to grow some pasture. We're going to produce some hay. You know, and again, if we do start seeing it get drier and kind of cutting into that potential as we go into the summer, then you really want to start your plan for, you know, not just for getting through the summer, but really getting through to the next growing season next spring. So, whether you've got a little or a lot, you really kind of got to make plans mostly a year out at this point to figure out how you're going to deal with things going forward.
I guess what bottom line right now is that you really do have to pay a lot of attention to where we're at on all of these conditions, and that will, I guess, dictate a lot of the decisions.
It will. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, individual decisions, management decisions, if you will. And again, we haven't really seen, in my mind, a lot of broader market impacts from the drought. But going forward, that could happen. So you need to be aware of the fact that we might be seeing some broader price impacts in the market, even for folks that are not affected directly by the drought. They may be affected indirectly through that potential. So, you know, we got all of that. The other side, I guess, is that the demand stuff looks really good, and that's where a lot of the optimism longer term comes from, is the fact that we're still looking really good there. We've got to get, kind of the supply and demand thing balanced again and caught back up, but the underlying conditions from a demand standpoint look very positive now.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.